It's Edward Goldman with R-Talk on KCRW. Even with my Russian training, I know better than to have more than two shots of vodka at any one time. But I swear, I didn't have any vodka over the last few days, so why the pounding headache? Could it be the result of running all over town and inhaling too much good art? I was especially eager to see a retrospective exhibition of the late Chicano artist Carlos Almaraz, presented by the Vincent Price Art Museum. So I drove to East Los Angeles College in Monterey Park to see the exhibition that pays tribute to one of the most intriguing and original artists I ever had the pleasure to get to know. His phantasmagorical images of car crashes on the Los Angeles freeways and mythological creatures crawling through our city sizzle with pungent colors unique to his palette. This medium-sized retrospective is also rich with photographs, personal letters, and Almaraz journals. Want more excitement? Here it goes. Last night, the Getty Villa celebrated the opening of the adventurous exhibition The Last Days of Pompeii, Decadence, Apocalypse, Resurrection. There are relatively few ancient objects on display. Most of the paintings and sculptures are from the last three centuries, when the destruction of Pompeii became a popular allegory of the apocalypse. I was amused and even slightly perplexed encountering a couple of especially moody canvases by Mark Rothko, and then discovering a rather cocky Eruption of Vesuvius by Warhol. It seems that a serious exhibition these days is simply inconceivable without the ubiquitous Andy. After closing his gallery at Bergamot Station, Los Angeles dealer Samuel Freeman inaugurated his architecturally ambitious new space in Culver City with an impressive solo exhibition of Masami Teraoka, spanning 40 years of the artist's career. The artist built a strong reputation thanks to his works inspired by Japanese woodblock prints of the Edo period. But in a dramatic departure over the last few years, he has started to look at Renaissance religious art for inspiration. The result is rather perplexing, but I respect the artist's courage in tackling such a difficult subject. I want to believe that the photographs by Peter Wagner at Kane Griffin Corcoran, depicting the slices of blue sky between Manhattan skyscrapers, are not meant as tribute to 9/11, but today, looking at his large photographic grids consisting of dozens of upside-down views of Manhattan, it's difficult to separate my admiration for his conceptually demanding art from the pain and sorrow caused by the void of Ground Zero. Driving along La Cienega Boulevard toward Hollywood, I was delighted to discover a billboard with a trademark calligraphy of Los Angeles artist Retna. Today, a large mural of his decorates a wall of the West Hollywood Library, and another can be glimpsed in a commercial building across the street from LACMA. The billboard along La Cienega announces a Retna exhibition at Michael Cohn Gallery. Eager to see it, I rush to the gallery, only to discover that the opening is actually scheduled for this coming Saturday, September 15th. So, Mr. Critic, have patience. It's been Edward Goldman with Art Talk on KCRW.